Police sergeant's widow files $25 million claim against Gaskin, LA County. The widow of an El Monte police sergeant announced November 29 the filing of a $25 million claim against Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gaskin and the county over the deaths of her husband and his partner in June, maintaining that the pair's killer should have been incarcerated at the time because of his prior criminal record. Janine Paredes, the wife of the deceased sergeant, also names in the claim the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office and the County Probation Department, alleging wrongful death and emotional distress. It is the DA's responsibility to make sure that he is following his legal obligations and following the law, Paredes said at a downtown Los Angeles news conference announcing the claim. And unfortunately, in this situation and in many situations, this is not being done. The law is not being followed by our district attorney and making sure that the California three-strike law is being put into play. The so-called three-strike law imposes much harsher punishment on repeated offenders of violent crimes. Her attorney, Michael J. Peacock, said if the district attorney and probation department had both simply done their jobs, Sergeant Paredes would be here today, as well as Officer Santana. A representative for the district attorney's office told the Epoch Times in a statement they were unaware of the claim. We were not informed that Sergeant Paredes's widow intended to file a lawsuit against our office, the statement read. Our hearts go out to the family of Sergeant Paredes. His tragic murder is a devastating loss to both his family, friends, and the community he bravely served. We have nothing but empathy for those who are suffering. The DA's office has not reviewed the legal documents, but Gaskin has defended his office's handling of the gunman's previous prosecution. The 42-year-old Paredes and his partner, Santana, 31, were ambushed and killed by Justin Flores when responding to a call at the Siesta Inn Motel in El Monte on June 14. The claim includes a list of Flores's prior convictions, which include vehicle theft, resisting arrest, and burglary. For reasons currently unknown and with overwhelming indifference, Justin Flores was allowed to continue his rampage of criminal violence against the unsuspecting people, including two dedicated police officers, Peacock said. The district attorney's office and the county probation department created an opportunity for an already violent man to take the life of Michael Paredes, a beloved husband, father, friend, son, and police officer. To call this a tragically negligent decision by the DA is an understatement. The claim alleges that despite Flores' extensive criminal record, instead of being in custody, he was instead allowed to freely roam and prey on unsuspecting residents and workers in El Monte because of Gaskin's progressive policies. After the shooting, critics noted that Flores, despite his record, was given a plea deal last year that allowed him to avoid prison time for possession of a handgun. As a result of the plea, Flores was only spent 20 days in jail and was placed on 2 years probation. A day before the fatal shootings, Flores' probation officer filed for a revocation of his probation because he allegedly assaulted his girlfriend the week prior, yet he was still not taken into custody, the claim says. Flores's mother called her son's probation officer in June to let him know her son had begun using drugs again, the claim states. Flores, 35, died by suicide on the sidewalk outside the motel. Gaskin in June insisted that the 2021 plea deal with Flores was appropriate under the circumstances. We had an individual who was drug addicted for many years, Gaskin said. He had been arrested multiple times for a variety of low-level offenses. Case was a case where he stole a television when he broke into his grandparents' house and he was high at the time. He went through a lengthy period of time without any contact with the criminal justice system. The reality is that when you have the history that this individual had, the outcome was appropriate under the circumstances, Gaskin said. He said that when people commit serious crimes, his office works hard to ensure there are serious consequences. He also conceded that we have an imperfect criminal justice system, and said it's impossible to predict 100% of the time what will happen with criminal defendants in the future. City News Service contributed to this report.